And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to you all. Thank you for joining the Faith Walk Radio movement today. I hope by the end of this show, you will discover that every day can be a faith walk with the Lord. Yes, using your faith, folks, to overcome life's most difficult challenges. I hope you learn by the end of the show today is by far the best solution you will find. The scripture that comes to mind before I get started here is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The title of the message today is Building Your Faith. I will be teaching on the foundation of faith today, which is the Word of God, because, folks, building means to develop, and you have to have a foundation of faith in order to overcome some things, overcome those challenges, those hardships, whatever the case may be. Having your spiritual foundation built on faith, as I said before, is by far the best solution you will find as a believer. So whether you are one that has little faith, weak faith, insecure faith, no matter what, there is always room for growth. I am here to show you how to grow your faith today. Again, the title of the message today is Building Your Faith. Yes, building your personal faith walk with the Lord. Understanding that the Word of God, the Bible, the blueprint to all of your hopes and dreams, I call it, begins with hearing the Word of God and then living the Word of God every day of your life. Every day is an opportunity to live and breathe the Word of God. So, before I move on into the main points in teaching here, just want to give you a few definitions. First, the definition of building is assembling something into a structure. And faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So that means trust, belief, confidence, conviction, being hopeful, all of the above. Also, emunah, which is faith in Hebrew, emunah derived from the Hebrew root aman, means to nourish, to make firm and strong, is perhaps better translated as faithfulness or loyalty rather than belief. So although there are differences in the interpretation of faith, I have personally found that the most common similarities overall is an unspeakable knowing to proceed, or let me say, exist without reservation or doubt. So my point here, folks, is that having faith in God is not about what you think, see, or feel. No, having faith in God is not about what you are thinking, what you are seeing, how you are feeling or hearing. I am inclined to believe, based on my faith walk with the Lord, that faith is physically working towards the end result of what you are looking to achieve. Therefore, building your faith begins with living the Word, pursuing a consistent connection with God. Gotta do that, folks. Pursuing a consistent connection with God is key to building a strong faith foundation. So know that in order for faith to work for you, you have to work your faith. Make sense? So moving on, first things first, I often tell folks anything in life has a foundation. No matter what the case may be, there is a starting point, a beginning, a place of retreat, or let me say sanctuary in this case. So my point here is this, your foundation is your structure. Your spiritual, physical, and mental building is what holds you together when everything around you is falling apart. We've all been there. As a Christ believer, you can count on things not always going right. You know, I've had questions for God. What's going on? What are you thinking about, God, when you allow this to happen? Well, sometimes God allows things to happen to make us and shape us into His perfect vessel. I know we don't always want to hear that, but it's the way God works sometimes. So moving on, your faith foundation, your structure, who you are this very moment, your spiritual, physical, and mental building is a result of who you have become. You follow me so far? Also, when I think of a physical building foundation, I also think of creation, something created for a purpose. So using this example, the Word of God states in the book of Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth, which is our foundation, right? Our starting point, our beginning. Well, I certainly believe. So to this point, I say that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God is what I call building a faith foundation. Yes, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And if you don't believe me, I always tell folks, go to the Word of God yourself. Turn with me, if you can, to Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. That was Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, folks, and hearing the Word of God, which is what I've been talking about for the last 5-10 minutes. So after you hear it, the Bible, the Word of God, that is, believe it, live it in order to see it. Yes, you have to understand that when you study the Bible, be sure to live the Bible. I know sometimes we read the scriptures and we think, wow, what an awesome scripture. Lord, thank you for your word. What a great scripture. Sure did encourage me today. But sometimes we fail to live it day by day, folks. So true. We do go there sometimes. We have to live it. We have to apply it to our everyday faith walk with the Lord. We can't just read it and then just walk away and forget what we read, right? My thoughts are, as a Christ believer, when we read and study the Word, we apply it to our everyday life. We live it, right? Remember, God is not here to work our plan. No, but we are here to live His plan, L-I-V-E, live His plan, which means to reside, or better said, exist in His perfect will for our life. Yes, exist in all things of God. And how do you do that? You live it, like I said. You live the Word of God, you hear it, and then you do it. Make sense? So again, when you exist in all things of God, just watch how your faith opens doors that were once closed. Maybe heal a broken heart after many years, heal your marriage, bring your family closer, save your friends and loved ones, and the list goes on, which is endless with God, of course. So let me move on really quick. I only have a short time left with you here. For those who may be just tuning into the show, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Be sure to listen in every week and be a part of this Faith Walk Radio movement to help me spread the good news of Jesus Christ. I need you to help me spread some love and joy and peace in the world today. As I move on, the title of the message today is Building Your Faith, Teaching on the Foundation of Faith, which is the Word of God. So the definition of foundation, folks, is an underlining basis or principle for something. It's a starting point, a base, point of departure, or the beginning of something. So as the scripture of the day says it better than I can, Romans 10:17, again, in case you're just tuning in, the scripture Romans 10:17 states, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So to everyone listening to this show today, are you hearing the Word of God? Are you living the Word of God? Are you a doer of the Word of God? If that is you, you are well on your way to building a consistent faith walk with the Lord. Remember, having faith in God or faith in obtaining materialistic things on this earth is not about what you think, see, feel, or hear. I have learned personally that faith is an action, not an emotion. No, it's not about what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, or what you're hearing. It requires you to act on the Word of God, setting those long-awaited dreams in motion by first trusting and believing and then living the Word of God by using your faith that helps you weather any storm or any situation that's going on in your life that's causing you stress, anxiety, fear, everything that keeps you in bondage. You will be able to press through and know that through your faith you can overcome. Make sense? Good stuff today, folks. I hope you are getting something from these scriptures and my thoughts today. I have to take a break here shortly. Before I do, just let me say this. I often tell people, and those who have children will understand, a baby learns to crawl before it can walk, right? And then run, ultimately driving and striving towards great success. So, in short, building your faith is a process. So don't get discouraged in the process. I have to take a break for a few announcements. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com. gfdmwebdesign.com. And you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Building Your Faith, but to give you a little background about Faith Walk Radio, we are all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen, and my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you, yes, that's right, helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety, using your faith in God as your foundation. So I look forward to sharing with you every week right here, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I would like to hear all about your faith walk success story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, because I would love to share your faith walk story with the world to encourage others to know that where there's a will, there is a way. So to submit your faith walk success story, email me directly, Susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Also, there's more. I will select one Faith Walk success story a month to read right here on this show to encourage others to help them know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today to learn about building your personal faith walk with the Lord.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. sharing the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. I hope you will tune in next week, same time. That is Sundays at 10:30 a.m. So moving on, title of the message today is Building Your Faith. And before the break, I was sharing how to build a strong faith structure, which is your spiritual support system. Also, scripture of the day comes from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So folks, after you hear it, remember, you have to believe it, live it, in order to see it. Understand that when you study the Bible, be sure to live the Bible. You got it? So as I conclude my thoughts today, a few more scriptures I want to insert here comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 22 through 25, and it states, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." The single most important thing to remember in this verse, folks, verse 25, a doer of the work, the work. You have to put in the time and do the work, folks, again, which is to reside, live the word. Did I hammer that enough today? As I stated before, how you feel is an emotion that can change from day to day. However, having faith in God that He will give you the life He wants you to have takes patience and courage. So the time to act is right now. Remember, the only way to truly see God working in your life is by faith. Remember, Romans 10 tells us again, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." My final thought of the day is this: Life and death can be in the power of one single action, and that action is called faith. Now is the time to hear God speak to you through the living Bible called the Word of God. Hearing means to reach, and my question to all who are listening today, is the Word of God reaching every aspect of your life? Only you can answer that. As always, I have had a wonderful time sharing scriptures and teaching on how to build a successful faith walk with the Lord. I pray your coming weeks be filled with a faith walk success story. Before I go, take a listen to a song I wrote and recorded to encourage you along your faith walk with the Lord. The title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
Back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I hope you enjoyed that song titled Faith Walk. Folks, as you know, faith can move mountains. So I've been hammering away today at building a faith walk with the Lord, which is your foundation, your structure, everything you need to overcome and rise above all that seems to tear you down from time to time. So yes, faith will give you the abundant life right here on this earth. All you have to do is stay focused on the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Also, by understanding that your spiritual support system can be your faith. Last, don't ever let anyone tell you it's too late to accomplish your hopes and dreams, because as you know, the Word of God tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and those things we shall receive. So again, don't ever let anyone tell you it's too late, you're too old, you're too fat, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, because as we know, God loves us all, and He accepts us all. So I have run out of time today. I will be back next week, same time, Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will listen in for another day of fellowship. Also, feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. You can listen to this message again as well as other archive messages. You can also download the Faith Walk song, share it with your family, friends, co-workers, whoever needs inspiration or a lift that day. I encourage you to download the song in hope that it will help someone stand on their faith. Well, as always, folks, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Nothing can shake me.
We sure hope you enjoyed the message today with Susan F. Rosario, host of Faith Walk Radio. Be sure to email Susan and tell her about your personal faith walk with the Lord. Email Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, so that your faith walk success story can help others move their mountains. We sure hope you'll join us again next week for more Faith Walk Radio.